The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good Saturday morning, a little bing to bring in the show. Not a lot of white out there right now, just a lot of wet, but I'm sure the snow will return. We had some earlier this week, and will usher us into the Christmas spirit, the Christmas season. And it's a season for giving. Perhaps you're in the giving mood to give somebody a vehicle, and we can help you out with that here today at wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. Ryan Bonner with you here, as well as Vince Ciluzzi. From those two websites, your portal to getting the pre-owned car that you're looking for. And you have a car, and for whatever reason you need to trade that in or get cash in exchange, he can help you out with that as well. And of course, you can call Vince anytime, 905-875-4925. We'll start things off today with Vince. How are you doing, first and foremost, as we head into the holiday season here?
Doing great, Ryan. It's been a phenomenal year for us in the car industry. We've had a lot of hurdles, obviously, post-pandemic to deal with that we're still dealing with. But being in business, you know, a long time, over 35 years, if anybody knows how to do it, parkwayautotrade.com/wefindyourcar.ca/cashforyourcar.ca knows how to do it. You know, we've always been able to stay ahead of the game, keep our clients informed. And that's the key. You don't want to fall behind, fall out of the loop, just sit and wait for, you know, technology to evolve or prices to go up and down and you don't adjust with it. We're always on top of our game. And the reason mainly is the fact that we can communicate between three people with over 100 years of experience. And wow, that communication is invaluable. It really is.
And as you said, it's combined years of experience people can tap, and it doesn't cost anything off the top to connect with you and the others on the team. And something you like to stress in the show whenever we do it is that you're not in this for like a one-time deal with customers and trying to get as much as you can. You're looking for an ongoing relationship. That's the best way to do business, is to have repeat customers. And in order to get them to come back, you have to make them happy.
Definitely. The repeat business is key, and good for us that so many businesses don't go after repeat business, but that's all we've always wanted to do, is if you take care of the clients on the first time, they'll come back a second and more. These are large purchases. Whenever you find a great real estate agent, you tend to stick with them for a lifetime. Maybe your whole family does. But if you ever find a bad one, you're going to move on to the next one, because you're dealing with large amounts of money. And cars are your second biggest purchases you're generally going to make in life, unless you know, are into cottaging and boats and RVs. But otherwise, it's a home and a car. Those are most households' two biggest purchases, period. And if you can get a vehicle knowing you got the best price that you could get, you know, doesn't mean it's the out of 10,000 vehicles for sale, it was the number one best price. You want to be in the bottom. You want to buy vehicles the bottom price, but the bottom price generally means accident repairs, dealers that are cutting corners on safeties. That's not what you're getting with us. We are fully reconditioning cars. We are avoiding accident repairs. And, you know, when I say reconditioning, we're guaranteeing tires and brakes to be at least at 50%. But there's way more than tires and brakes when it comes to a safety. You know, the inspection alone is over 140 points. And, you know, and there's 37 items which have sub-items that are involved with safety. It's not simply tires and brakes. So you want a place that's 100% checking the car top to bottom to make sure they're giving you a safe car. It's so easy for dealers a year later to say, well, we didn't know about it. We had nothing to do with it. Well, some of them did and some of them do, but they know it's a problem that might come later on. And, you know, we like to tackle all the problems that we see. We use independent mechanic shops here in Milton, so it's something I don't talk about often. The people doing the safeties are not in-house here. We don't have a mechanic in-house, even though we are a large dealership of many years. Carm, our owner and founder, always believed in, you know, using independent shops so that you're getting independent safeties. And, you know, that way it's in their best interest, you know, to make as much money as possible and not cut corners. They're not affiliated with us. They're not affiliated with our business. So, obviously there's humans out there and any human can make a mistake. And that's why we give a 36-day unlimited mileage warranty with all our sales, whether it be from in-stock or brokered, to back up just in case something could get missed. Not that it does often, but, you know, like I said, we're all human. Anything can happen. But we back our product with a warranty. We make sure we safety it right. We make sure we check for all accident repairs via Carfax, paint meter readings. We do everything we possibly can to give people the best price but the best quality car.
So you just ran through a list of, like, you know, these are the safeguards and these are the guarantees, because there are obviously other channels that people can go through to purchase a pre-owned vehicle. One of the big ones is, hey, I saw it on a website like Kijiji, and they only showed a picture of the one side of the car, but the other side's probably good too. There aren't those same guarantees in place, I'm guessing.
Sorry, could you repeat the question about the guarantees, no, Ryan?
Yeah, just the fact that if somebody's buying something from, like, Kijiji, from somebody just putting their car for sale,
yeah,
if anything goes wrong with that vehicle, they don't have any guarantees in place like the ones you just mentioned.
Yeah, so there's zero guarantees. I mean, even if dealers want to cut corners, you can, you know, you do have laws protecting you within the first few years as far as major disclosures go and maybe minor things in the short term. But on a private sale, you have zero protection. I mean, you can always use the courts to sue an individual, but usually that's not going to go very far, suing a private individual on an as-is sale on a private sale of a car. Definitely not suggested to ever buy on a private sale or sell privately, more for safety reasons than anything else these days. But buy from a registered dealer, buy from someone that is signed up and registered with the UCDA. We're one of the originating dealers, I think first 100 dealers ever to sign up with the UCDA back in the 1980s. Oh. When CARM opened and they were in existence. And the nice thing about the Used Car Dealers Association, they act as mediators if buyers and dealers have issues before, during, or after the sale, and it's a free service. They have a legal team on board. Also, the creation of the compensation fund, which I believe is up to $45,000 now, which all dealers have to contribute to the compensation fund. And what that is if a consumer has an issue against the dealer, they can get resolution through that compensation fund. So great news. You buy a $40,000 car. A week later, the dealership goes out of business and somebody, a bailiff, comes to your door and says, sorry, there's a lien been registered against this car. It's going to be in court battles with this prior dealer, and you're a consumer that paid for it in full with cash. Well, the compensation fund reimburses you. So it is so important to buy from a dealer registered through OMVIC, not a curbsider, and then a member of the UCDA. Those are easy things for you to find out. You know, the UCDA website and OMVIC websites are very user-friendly, and always, always, always buy from a dealer that is obviously registered to both. All dealers have to go through OMVIC to get a license, but there's a lot of phony dealers, I call it, out there acting like dealers, but they don't have a license. So again, be careful.
Yeah, and to be best way to be careful is to give Vince a call anytime, of course, 905-875-4925. Before we do any calls or anything else, we like to run through the state of the car union, as you like to call it, every time we do the show. So what are things looking like out there and when it comes to buying and selling?
Just before I get in the State of the Union, I think I forgot, just sure. I usually mention at the top of the show, we are, just in case we have first-time listeners, we are a physical dealership. And what that means is we have our own used car dealership based in Milton, Ontario, right off the 401 highway, easy to get to, called Parkway Auto Trade. And WeFindYourCar.ca is just a subsidiary or sister company to Parkway Auto Trade, where not only can we sell cars off of our lot, but we can source vehicles out for you through our dealer auctions as a virtual sale. So sorry, I usually start the show off with that and went off in different tangents, but I always like to reiterate that we are an actual used car dealer, so you're dealing with a dealership license. And in regards to the State of the Union, it's been constant changes going on. I've been talking about it every month, where with the higher interest rates, obviously there was going to be a cooling on prices. The good news is, and unfortunately a lot of people are not going to see it this way or think I'm putting a lot of doo-doo out there, The prices have gone down, yes. The interest rates have gone up, yes. We used to have anywhere from 5.99 to 6.99 as a used car interest rate for a while. And then, bang, up to 8.99, 9.99, the odd 7.99 sometimes. But generally, it's 9% now. But the car prices have come down to cover the interest. But people don't see it. You know, it's I can say it over and over and over again, but everybody sees that 8.99. But I'm like, well, you're the same buyer at 6.99 that paid 5,000 or 8,000 more for the same car and had the same payment. If anything, I think the cars are cheaper right now, payment-wise, if you're financing at 8.99 with the way the cars have come back down to reality. Now, our
so
car
kind of balanced out.
It has. And car prices are still high. I'm not going to tell you they're not. We've seen a huge increase in used car prices overall. That's just a fact. But they've come back down to earth. You know, just like home prices have shot up, they've come back a bit. But cars have come back further. So, yes, rates are higher, 8.99. And for any of our radio listeners, I will always try to get you 7.99. There's the odd bank, depending on how much you borrow, And also from things that I'm reading, and again, I'm not the Bank of Canada, there's suggestions that we hope the Bank of Canada will lower rates up to 1% through 2024. It seems logistical with where inflation has come back down. So hopefully we'll see 7.99 rates solid in the future, you know, maybe 6.99 again, but that could be a year to year and a half away. But I think the top has leveled off. I don't think we're going to see higher interest rates. I think there'll be slight coolings. But if you need a car, buy a car. The prices are there. And if rates start coming back down, car prices might go back up a little bit. It's been a constant pendulum. And I'm letting people know you're not paying extreme car high prices with extreme high interest rates. The car prices have come down anywhere from $3,000 to $15,000 on average, depending on the price range of vehicles. So as far as the State of the Union goes, still hard to get new cars, no great deals on new cars. But in some manufacturers, like if you go to a Chrysler dealer or even a GM dealer, I'm pretty sure they can sell you a car, whether it be in stock or on order within a couple months. And a lot of the new car manufacturers have come to that, where you can pretty much order a car, get it reasonable, but then there's still some cars, some Toyotas that could be a year or 2 years, or some Hyundais or some Hondas. But overall, the new cars is a better scenario for product, but not for deals. So that relates to still great deals on saving on used, anywhere from, you know, one-year-old cars that we still can get, previous rentals, for example, up to five-year-old cars. That seems to be the sweet spot, maybe 3 to 5 year old cars to find the best deals. So don't be scared of these higher interest rates. They're here to stay with mortgages and car loans for a while. They're going to ease off a bit over time, but the prices have come back down to cover. And I'm being honest when I say that. Whatever the payments were a year and a half ago at 6.99 rates, they're the same payments now at 8.99 because our car prices have come way down. Car prices were insane a year and a half ago, and they're not anymore. So don't feel shy to buy a car or feel you're overpaying. The market's not bad. And then, of course, if you come to me, I'm going to try to get you that 7.99 rate, which is a lot better, and these are open loans.
And this is why they do need to give you a call, Vince, first and foremost, because that knowledge that you're just throwing out there, it's endless and it's always updated with what's going on. And most of us have no idea how the market fluctuates in the automotive world. So that's why the best idea is to go to wefindyourcar.ca if you're looking to purchase a pre-owned vehicle. And on the flip side, and we're going to talk about it more when we come back, it's cashforyourcar.ca. And of course, always give Vince a call, 905-875-4925. Back in a moment, wefindyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
That's right. Give us a call here this morning. Yeah, if you want to talk to Vince Uluzzi from wefindyourcar.ca and cashforyourcar.ca, of course, you can touch base with Vince anytime outside of the program, 905-875-4925. And as we were saying before the break, we'll get to your phone calls throughout the show. We'll talk more about cashforyourcar.ca in a moment and how that can help you. But Vince, for somebody looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they go through the wefindyourcar.ca option. How does that all work? How does the brokering process work?
Just continuing on with the State of the Union and going into the brokering, 2 years ago, I pretty much was telling people, you know, it's pretty much impossible for me to find stuff right now, but we'll gladly buy your cars, sell your cars, take the high money, and then come back to us a few years later. Well, now's the few years later. You can still sell us your cars, which we'll talk to later in the show, but the brokering is working. I'm able to get people cars, even cars in the $15,000 to $20,000 range, which before was nearly impossible. Cars that are maybe 1 to 2 years old, still hard, but not impossible anymore. Cars 3 to 5 years old is getting a lot easier. So, you know, I just want to keep reiterating to the listeners who are using our brokering process, it's definitely been working. We do our best to get as good a price as we can. We might not save people $2,000 to $4,000 anymore. We might even be the same price as another dealer of a car you found, but at the bottom of the pricing. But then you're getting the new tires, the new brakes, the no scratches, the no scrapes, the no dents, the no accidents, the no liens. You're still getting all the protections with us, which is invaluable. Tires and brakes alone can be worth up to $2,000 in reconditioning on some cars and even more. So understand, we're going to get you a great deal. We might save you money over another great deal. We might be the same as another great deal, but the other deal might not be great because too many people focus online on numbers. They simply state, I saw one online for $26,000. Your price is coming in at $26,000. Why would I use you? And half the time, or 75% of the time, they've not gone to look at that other car. They've not sat in it. Does it smell like smoke? Does it have stains all in the seats? Is there a clunking sound when you're going down the road? Is the exhaust loud? Is there an accident repair? Are the tires almost bald, but that's how the dealer's selling the car? There's so many intangibles to a car that so many people use online shopping just with a price, year, make, mileage, and trim, and they end it there. That's not how to buy a vehicle. I mean, I wouldn't buy a house without looking at it. Get that brokering can be a little difficult sometimes because you're buying a car from us based on pictures. But most of those people aren't really going to look at the other cars that are sitting on dealers' lots anyways. The difference is I give people the option. Small deposit up front. You don't pay us in full till you get the car, see the car after it's fully reconditioned, safetied, and in your name. And that way you can say, hey, this is not what you said it was. Give me my deposit back of $1,000. I don't want the car. And that's never happened. In all our years of brokering, over 15,000 times, nobody's ever said to me, we would like our $1,000 back, take the car. We take so much risk to only take a small deposit up front and to buy vehicles, recondition them, safety them. We spend way more than the $1,000 deposit to get them ready for you because it is a trusting business relationship is what it is. And we definitely go much farther than just that price that you see online. So give us a chance to find you a car, which costs you nothing. As Ryan will always say, it's a free service. The brokering process is free with us. You don't give us a deposit unless you actually want to buy a vehicle that I've emailed you with tons of pictures, the Carfax, in writing that there's no damages, safety included. That stuff is all done before you even put the $1,000 down or sign anything. So it's definitely worth the try. Come back to us. Use us to find you a car. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. So I'm able to do it a lot more often than we used to. And I just wanted to reiterate that because a lot of people use us to sell a car through us, but the buying process slowed down in the last few years, and now it's picking back up, which we've been seeing because I'm able to actually find stuff.
Which is great. And, the part of the whole process with kicking things off the phone call to you, because you talk about a deposit, you do not need a deposit. You don't have to give Vince your credit card to say, hey, let's have a chat. That is completely free. And the dedication, you say this is all you do. This really is all you do night and day, weekends too, is keep your eyes on these opportunities to get people the pre-owned car they're looking for. And you're tapping networks and channels that the public doesn't have access to as well, correct?
That's correct. These dealer auctions are not open to the public. These are where all the used cars come from. When a new car dealer takes in a car on trade, they post them on dealer online auctions. And that means any dealer in North America, U.S. and Canada can bid on that car. That's what they do. We do the same thing sometimes if somebody brings a car here that we don't want to keep for our lot. Let's say it's too old, or maybe it's a 6-month-old really expensive Mercedes-Benz that we generally don't sell here out of our inventory. We're not a Mercedes dealer. We post them on the online auction, and all the Mercedes dealers in Canada and the U.S. can bid on that car. Highest bidder gets the vehicle, and that's what we give to the client. So because of these auction processes to sell your cars, which is a great way to obviously use us to get the maximum money when you are selling a car, it's the same thing the other way. The used cars come from these dealer auctions. Even if it's a $10,000 car, they're all posted on these auctions that people will never have. What people have access to on Auto Trader or Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace is the end result. After the car leaves the auction, a licensed dealer then turns and sells it to the public. We minimize that pricing, especially cutting out the advertising cost, which can be $1,000 a car alone. So the fact that I can broker a car, buy it right from the wholesale, certify it, clean it, recondition it, and then I don't have to advertise it to the public, that's generally where we can save people that money. It's that middle cost, and we don't need to make a lot. If we make $500 or $1,000 or $1,200 or $900, we're happy with that. Most dealers on average can make $2,000 to $4,000 a car. We do volume-based, so our average could be close to $1,000 a car. And that's just been our motto with our inventory on our lot and when we broker a car. And again, it's all free. You have nothing to lose by filling out a form at wefindyourcar.ca. You don't even have to talk to anybody. Just put in the vehicle you're interested in, and I will get back to you with a price. And it just starts simply with a quote. And it's no different if you're going to sell us your car. We start simply with a quote. Easy peasy.
And just going back to the point you made about the fact that over the years you've done this, you haven't had somebody come back, and we haven't had callers to the show. I mean, how many shows have we done here, Vince? A few hundred at least.
Well, and we might be having technical difficulties too, so.
Yeah, it might end, you know, after today. But, yeah, we've had no callers call in to say, hey, Vince, you know what? You're selling them a load of whatever malarkey. We've never had that happen because, as you said, you make sure these things are checked out. They're not essentially lemons, and it's part of the process that you've gone through time and time again to ensure that they get what they're looking for. And on the flip side, for cashforyourcar.ca, it's the whole process, not in reverse, but coming from the other end of the spectrum, right?
Totally. And, you know, dealers are sharks, and a lot of them are. And I'm sorry to say that, but hey, that's what sales is, right? When you go to a dealership, dealing with us, you're not dealing with any sharks. You're just dealing with, you know, the same person you're talking to, myself, Vince. You're going to deal with me at this tone. There's going to be no pressure tactics. Where you're not dealing with me in person where I'm trying to get your credit card from you. I don't even want people to come here in person for the brokering process. It takes too much of my time here in person. I will do it if they really want to come here, but everything can be done by phone and email, quick and easy. Our calls can be quick, our emails, texting. It's just a lot easier to do for me, for the time frame, and for the client where they don't have to feel pressured. There's no pressure tactics. If you go buy a timeshare, it's not done over the phone. It's done in person with high pressure tactic sales, right?
Yeah.
So that should be enough reason alone where Vince is saying, don't come here in person. Just call me. Just send me an email. Just fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca. Easy. No one's asking for a credit card. No one's asking you to sign or commit or create a contract. We just want to quote you what we could get you this car, if we can get you the car, which is a lot easier nowadays. And then this will be the approximate price range. And then when we find the car, we send it to you and say, here's the car. This is the mileage. This will be the price. You don't want it, don't take it. If you want it, bang, we do it. And then we even deliver it to you, no charge. You know, you're doing it all from your home, nice and easy. And then when it gets there, you get to drive it, look at it, make sure it's everything that the contract states, and then you pay us in full. We do never ask for more than $1,000 up front until you get your car, see the car, drive the car, smell the car, and then you pay us in full.
Feel the car, you know, it's got to be all the senses there. We did have somebody with a question that I'll throw to you when we get back here, Vince. And it's one that, again, if people want to get an answer on this specific cue, you have the knowledge that can facilitate the answer maybe they're seeking. So we'll tackle that. If you have any questions for Vince Uluzzi, if you have a vehicle and you're thinking, hey, it's time for me to get rid of this for whatever reason, and it's not a rust bucket, give us a shout here at 416-870-6400. We'll run it through the online auction, your cashforyourcar.ca option there, and find out how much it might be worth. We'll be back in a moment here with Vince Ciluzzi. It's wefindyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Hey, and welcome back. We are here, Ryan Bonner with you, but more importantly, Vince Ciluzzi from wefindyourcar.ca, and that is your online, your gateway to getting the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for. You sit in the virtual chair and you choose everything that in that car, truck, van, personal or commercial use, the make, the model, the color, interior, odds and ends. And that's what Vince's job is, to go and find that for you, not just in Toronto, the GTA, his lots in Milton, but even across the country. And of course, cashforyourcar.ca, which we'll get into here. And this is your option, your process for taking your vehicle. Again, it's not, you know, Fred Flintstone's car, the floorboard's missing, you got to pedal that thing to get it moving. We're talking a couple of years old, still in good condition, and he can help you get cash for that. You can always call Vince outside of the show, 905-875-4925. Vince, how does the cashforyourcar.ca process work?
Well, it works a couple different ways, but it starts simply with a quote. We'd like to make it quick and easy. Tell us what you have. We'll give you an approximate range. That takes literally a few minutes. I do it all the time here on the radio. So, again, if any of you have vehicles you're looking to possibly sell, call into the show today before it's over in the next 20 minutes, and I can give you an approximate value. After we hit that approximate value, the next step is actually seeing your car. Located in Milton, Ontario, or easy to get to, you'd bring your vehicle here. I would take pictures and do what's called create an online auction. Remember those car auctions I was talking about earlier in the show? That's where I'm going to post your car so I can get maximum money for it, get all the U.S. people bidding on it, all the Canadian dealers, whether in Alberta or here locally. And once that highest bid takes place, I call you the next morning and simply say, we can give you $26,400 for your car, minus $500 for us. Comes to $25,900, you can have a bank draft, bring your car back tomorrow morning, or we'll come pick it up. That's it. You get your money the next day. So you're here for only 5 minutes for me to do what's called create an online auction, and then you're gone. Now, if it's a car that is a little bit older, not that we're looking for older cars, but let's say you have a 7-year-old car, good mileage, 100,000 kilometers. It could be, say, a Toyota Camry. That's not a car that's going to bring more money on the dealer auction. I will just bid on the car based on what I think it's worth with our own money, at which point, again, is done over the phone. Then you come in person, and bang, we give you the money on the first visit. You leave the car, we can give you a ride home. It's that easy. So there's a variety of ways for us to buy the car. We're looking generally for newer cars with lower mileage being under 100,000 kilometers. But if you have something 5 to 8, 9 years old maybe, and it's around still 100,000, 140,000, like good mileage, and it's not rusted, and it, you know, the engine runs fine and there's no issues, that's a car we still might buy. But those cars are not worth what I call the crazy money that newer cars are still bringing today. So they still have a great value if they're still resellable. That's what we're looking for. It's straightforward. We're not a wrecking yard. We're not looking for cars with 300,000 plus kilometers and rusted out and not running. That's, you know, something to use a scrap car or kidney car to donate. And the process is simple. You can fill out a form online at cashforyourcar.ca. You can call me right here anytime at 905-875-4925.
And you can also give us a shout here live. We are live this Saturday morning, December 2nd, working our way into the Christmas season here. We're at 416-870-6400. And any questions you have for Vince Ciluzzi about the pre-owned vehicular purchase process, that can be a bit of a tongue twister three times fast, or if you are looking to sell, cashforyourcar.ca, we can do a live on-air appraisal. Let's get to a call here, Vince. We'll see what you can do for Larry. It might not be much, but Larry, what do you have here that you want to share with Vince?
Yes, I have three cars, I'm in my 80s now. I bought an 89 Cadillac Eldorado two-door about 25 years ago, So I just put it in storage now. It has about 100,000 miles on it, 4.5 motor, original paint. I probably put in about, over the years, maybe it's got new tires. Everything has been done on it. But as I say, I'm in my 80s now, so I think two cars is enough. Three is a little bit over the board for me.
Sorry, I don't know if I understand the question, though, Larry. What exactly are you asking?
I'd like to sell 1989 Cadillac Eldorado.
Okay, your older car. So that's not a car that we would be interested in, nor would many people be interested in. Your best bet is to try Auto Trader or Kijiji and sell privately, even though, you know, we always suggest not to sell privately. It's probably going to be your only avenue. You know, when cars get that old, and there's just not a lot of people looking for that stuff. Collector cars or some older sports cars, they're very difficult to sell, but that would be your only avenue, Larry, not a service like us or any other dealer out there. I don't think they'd be interested.
Okay.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Awesome. Now. Thank you very much for the call there, Larry. And taking more of your calls here at 416-870-6400. Vince, I'll throw the question we had from an earlier caller that dropped off. Very open-ended, but unfortunately, they had been in an accident, crashed their car. At least it sounds like they're okay. They're just wondering what vehicle they should get next. What would you recommend?
Unfortunately, I was way too general of a question, and I would have asked them a lot more questions to get it narrowed down. Like, I don't know if they're looking to spend $10,000, $100,000, $40,000, and then, you know, I could give suggestions. So if they're still listening, call me after the show at 905-875-4925. I'll ask you a lot more questions, and then maybe I can give you some suggestions, whether it's a car, SUV, or truck. We have no idea what they're looking for when it's that general. They probably had, you know, more things they could have said if they didn't drop off.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of good cars out there. Honestly, all the manufacturers are making great cars these days. But some could be just a little better deal than others or a little better reliability than others. And I just would use my experience to give them that advice once we narrow it down.
Vince, for somebody who's looking to engage with you on the WeFindYourCar.ca process, getting a pre-owned vehicle, you're suggesting they should come armed with all of those factors and points. What, you know, year they're looking in, especially how much they're willing to spend, car, truck, van, that sort of thing, right? They should have all that locked down as much as possible.
Yeah, in order for the brokering process to work, you really got to know your budget, whether it's monthly or total if you're buying outright. You need to know the type of car you want. And sometimes people just ask me general questions like, what should I get? Well, I'm like, well, do you want a car? Do you want an SUV? Do you want a truck? Do you want a small SUV, a medium size, a big one, a hybrid? You know, do you want an electric car? Do you want a gas car? You got to get that stuff out of the way to use our service because I'm kind of the last step. I can definitely give advice and answer questions of specific things. You know, someone might say, I'm looking at the RAV4 and the Honda CR-V. Which one would you recommend? And then I can answer that question, right? But they've done their research to know this is approximately what they cost. I know I want about a three-year-old CR-V or RAV4. I know I don't need leather or sunroof. I just need a base model. I know I want all-wheel drive for safety. I know I don't want more than 100,000 kilometers, and I know I don't want to spend more than $30,000. That kind of info is vital to using our service. Because then I can just come in and say, this is what I can do for you. This is the one I advise. And it's quick and easy at that point. But if someone comes in with a very general question, we're not going to get anywhere because I can't choose a vehicle for some. They need to do some research to get narrowed down at least to one, two, or three cars. And then you can definitely utilize our service for the best.
And I can personally say my wife and I spoke to you years ago when we made our vehicular decision. Honda CR-V, great vehicle. And you helped us when we narrow things down. And you also helped us avoid the down payment trap, I guess, on a vehicle through a dealership where, what was it again, that they tell you there's a car available somewhere, Vince, but they actually don't provide you with a VIN.
No, and then all they do is take in your deposit, and then they can hold your money for 90 days.
Exactly. So you're definitely a great resource to help people avoid those sorts of traps and pitfalls and to really zero in on what they're looking for. And the way to get engaged with Vince Saluzzi on that process is wefindyourcar.ca. and cashforyourcar.ca. We'll get back to you when we return here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan, but Vince Cellucci is here to put a smile on your face. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, he'll help you find that vehicle and get it into your hands at a good deal. It's wefindyourcar.ca. And on the flip side, cashforyourcar.ca. You have a vehicle, but you need to sell it for whatever reason. And there are many, and Vince has encountered a variety of different scenarios where somebody's had to part ways with their ride. He can help you do it and get you cash for that car. It's cashforyourcar.ca. And call them anytime outside of the show, 905-875-4925. Doesn't cost you anything to strike up the conversation and get rolling. But we're also taking your calls here. Hello there, Othman. And what do you have for Vince Cellucci?
Good morning. I have a 2016 Mazda 5 that I want to know the price range that I can sell it for.
Okay. And are you looking to trade it into a dealership or sell it yourself privately?
Well, I'm not planning to trade. No, I'm just trying to sell it off.
You just want to sell it on your own?
Yeah.
How many kilometers do you have on it?
88,500.
Yeah, it's really good mileage. Those cars were popular back in the day. They're not as popular right now. Just, they stopped making them. And size-wise, they're not the biggest, but they got the extra seats. Now, do you have the GT with the leather and the sunroof, or do you have the GS with the cloth interior?
No, GT is the sunroof and leather.
You have the GT?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't come across a lot of these cars. I'm going to give you my best guesstimate for you to sell that car. You could get anywhere from 16,000 to 17,000, maybe if you sell that on your own, possibly a little bit more. I don't think it'll be easy, though.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It's just not an extreme popular car. You're not a dealer, selling with, the safety and, making sure no accidents and stuff. But you can sell your used car certified, just people don't have the protections they do from a dealer. A dealer might get 18,000, I think, for you to sell privately, 16 to 17. Just wouldn't be easy. But best of luck to you.
Okay. If I want to sell it through you, what am I expecting?
Well, you said you didn't want to sell it to us, so I gave you what's called a retail price. A wholesale price would probably be about 3,000 less than that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Good luck.
Thanks for the call there, Othman. And if you did want to reconnect with Vince, though, and talk further, maybe it is the route you want to go. It's cashforyourcar.ca, and you can always call Vince, 905-875-4925. And, it really comes down to make the model, the mileage, all those factors that go into trying to determine what the value is, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a bit of an older car, even though he's got good mileage. So it's not something that's going to get the crazy money where we could get almost retail on our auction sites. Because that's why if you've got a car that's 1 year old to 3 years old and we post it on the online auctions, let's say retail is 30,000. Well, wholesale might not be 27. It might actually be 29 or 30 that we might be able to get you. So always give us a shout. And even for him, it was worth just seeing what the offer was, because that's all it took. It was free. It was quick. He's got an idea now. If he posts that privately, I don't think he's going to get a lot of calls. I'm just being honest. But so he might come back and say, hey, I'm willing to take 2,000 or 3,000 less if you can get it on the auction site. And that's what we do in that case, right? Because it's not easy to get 16 or 17 for that specific car. And it's just not easy to sell a car privately these days. But our service is free. It's easy. I know we've only got about a minute or two left. So just as a quick wrap up, want to let everybody know we are a physical dealership called Parkway Auto Trade, located in Milton, Ontario at 8215 Lawson Road. You can come visit us Mondays through Saturdays. Call ahead if you want to make an appointment. We have a great inventory of trucks, cars, SUVs, sports cars. We carry it all. And then if we don't have something that you're looking for, use our wefindyourcar.ca service, where we'll use all my dealer auctions across Canada to find you that best deal, best car. We take all the risk. We do all the work. We are a dealership selling it to you certified, accident-free, fully reconditioned, detailed, and even delivered to your home. So try our service out. Our website is easy, and we just renewed our contract with AM640 for our 15th year now that will be on live radio. So it was a great announcement and great news today that, you know, this month that we continued our partnership with 640. And we'll be on for another full year next year, and every month at the generally in the first Saturday of the month, unless it's a long weekend, it's the second one. You can catch us here at from 10 to 11 a.m. And we hope that our relationships continue.
And people can bring their questions, just like you heard, and fire them at Vince to get an answer and be pointed in the best possible direction when it comes to getting the pre-owned vehicle that you want, or taking the one, the car, the truck, the van, commercial, personal use off your hands and into Vince's for cash. Those options are cashforyourcar.ca and wefindyourcar.ca as well. Give him a call anytime, 905-875-4925. But Vince, until the new year, definitely take care and have a great Christmas time.
Yeah, same to all of you. Thanks to you, Ryan, Jody, all the staff there at 640. It's been a great year, and have a great new year, and we'll continue success to next year, everybody. Thank you.
Again, wefindyourcar.ca here on 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.